Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show podcast. We got a lot going on today. First of all, the vaccine has been approved now for use for teenagers between ages of 12 and 17. But a recent study shows that parents are not too excited about this vaccine for your kids. I think you're going to be surprised at the percentage who are actually going to move forward with that. So we'll talk about that study inside this podcast. Also, one dad that's gone viral for his take on the participation trophy.
I love talking about participation trophies.
So do I. I never got participation trophies.
But they're not all bad. Sometimes you just need a reminder that you're doing okay. I'm not anti-participation
trophy. You can say you're doing okay by saying you're doing okay. Giving someone a trophy.
Save it for the podcast.
Yeah, all right. Save it for the discussion. And then finally, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott are back on, and we have proof. So enjoy the Dana Cortez Show podcast. We get started now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Let me tell everybody something real quick. My name is Dana Cortez, and I'm married to DJ Automatic. Say hello to the people, Automatic.
I'm DJ Automatic.
And we have a question for you, Anthony A.
Oh, nice.
Our best friend, comedian, co-host. Would you be opposed to jumping naked in a river with a bunch of men? Now, before you answer that question, let me welcome everybody to Monday and then explain why we're asking a question in the first place.
All right. So my brother, who is recently married, his new in-laws are former loggers.
Okay.
And they live in Northern California.
Oh.
Backwoods kind of stuff. Yeah.
Some kind of backwoods stuff. They cut down trees.
Nice. Okay.
And so that's my brother.
Oh.
He got invited to go to Northern California, and his new wife's his father-in-law said, hey, if you're coming up here, be ready to get naked and get in the river with us.
Part of the family tradition.
It's part of the family tradition. You know, we're loggers, and this is something we do. We bathe in the river together, and if you're a new member of the family, you're going to have to get down and get naked and get in the river with us. And so T is like, yo,
I gotta work.
Yeah, I'm not going to Northern California because I'm not getting naked with a bunch of dudes to get into the river. I don't care if I'm part of this family or not.
But I said to Automatic, if it were you and Anthony, y'all would be like, let's go.
What?
You're not jumping in the river with some men naked? Why?
Multitude of reasons, but the first one off top that I could think of is just all like self-conscious. I'm a grower, not a shower. So, you know, I'm going to like go in there and they're going to be like, this guy, what are you marrying? So, that's an obvious one. But then off top, then I'm like, hey, dudes, I'm not sure if I'm ready for these cultural norms yet.
Okay,
no disrespect, bro. But also, so you're telling me your husband's going to run in there unwilling? Like,
oh, I'm not going. This doesn't do anything with me.
I promise you, after a few shots of whiskey and cigars, you jump in a heartbeat.
I would do it.
But that's not something in my family that traditionally we do. We pull out guns and fight during holidays. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start off by addressing egomaniacs. Maybe your brother's father-in-law.
They're proud of something.
It's World Ego Awareness Day. So try to kill that ego, be a little humble, and remember, you're great, but not that great. We'll right along next to National Eat What You Want Day. Ooh.
What is up with this? Eat everything you want. Last week, no diet day. Like, what?
It's weird because it's also National Foam Rolling Day. So I don't really know. But shout out to the foam roll. And we'll wrap it up on National Twilight Zone Day.
Oh, my gosh. The original Twilight Zone. I know Jordan Peele just did one. And, of course, it only lasted a couple of seasons. But the original Twilight Zone with the old school host, Rod Serling. Oh, this guy right here. And the show itself, just amazing.
There is a fifth dimension. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
Do yourself a favor and go to YouTube and stream some of those old school Twilight Zone shows. They're creepy. I love them.
Now, hopefully you don't end up naked in the river during the Twilight Zone.
No, it's kind of a Twilight Zone episode. Seriously. Down to the DM to rewind. If you missed yesterday's, we got you next. Plus your brand new one next hour. Enjoy the show. Let's go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm about to confess something. I'm very insecure about my behind. Did you hear me get nervous just talking about that?
Yes.
It's super flat.
I live with you.
It's super flabby. I know. I don't even like my husband, DJ Automatic. When he comes in the room and I'm like getting showered, I'm like, oh, turn around. Don't look at it. Don't look at it. And when I saw this WTF story, more people got butt implants during a pandemic, I thought, this could have been me. This could have been me. Because I know why they did it. You have to wait forever to recover. And well, if you're at home anyway, you could just do a Zoom call from your bed on your belly. And nobody would even know.
How much does a fake butt cost?
Well, it depends, DJ Automatic. If you go the legal route, for which I say you do,
you don't want to go the Cardi B way.
Well, look, Cardi B, dude. Yeah, she got those ugly fake ones for like $800, and now she talks to everybody about not doing that. Ooh. Do not do that.
So $800 like on the low illegal end, right?
Yeah, that's bad. Okay. And she went back to get them fixed by the lady, and the lady was in prison because she killed somebody. So don't do that.
So how much do legal fake cakes cost?
$10,000 to $30,000.
$30,000 for a fake butt?
Yes, but it's forever.
Ooh, 10,000 squats is starting to sound a lot sexier and cheaper.
No! I've been doing 10,000 squats and it doesn't work.
Dana, you are just part of the long backers, okay?
Have you ever...
You are never going to get... You're just... You and I are never going to have a full gluteus maximus.
Have you guys ever tried swinging kettlebells?
Yes.
I once went to a kettlebell gym, and I'll say all the ladies at kettlebells had a mighty fine rear.
Because they bought them during this whole pandemic. That's what it is. So according to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, butt implant procedures increased by 22%, but Botox and fillers were still the most popular cosmetic touch-ups, but it was down during the pandemic. You know why? Mask wearing. Think about it. Okay, I did a little less Botox. And hair transplants for the men dropped by 60%.
Mm-mm-mm. You don't got to see anybody, so you ain't worried about your hairline.
I don't think that's it. I think that more and more you're seeing these stars do it, and it doesn't take.
Yeah, it's not staying.
Like, do you see Tory Lanez in the middle of his head?
Tory
like
Lanez looked horrible. The only person I've been able to keep it is Deion Sanders.
That's not true, because Matthew McConaughey's hair looks amazing.
All right.
Oh, his is the best.
Dude, whoever he's going to, I would trust that guy.
Yeah, but, for sure.
So I recently had a doctor tell me that I needed a nose job.
Oh, dude, that's rude. Why? Because you're ugly?
No, because I can't breathe because I have my nose broken from boxing.
I don't go get a nose job for medical purposes. For real, though. All right.
That hurt.
We'll be right back with more less than 5 minutes from now. That's today's WTF.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Everybody right now knows that we all pull up to Chick-fil-A and we all pull up to Mickey D's. There's a recent survey done by Business Insider whose drive-thru runs more efficiently. I'll tell you right now, it's in case you missed it. There's three big stories we have compiled for you in case you missed it. Automatic, you first.
Dana's got that heartbreaking news on drive-thrus. Okay, so in case you missed it, the Florida school principal and clerk who were caught on tape spanking a six-year-old girl with a paddle have been cleared of any wrongdoing. The Florida State Attorney Office said that the paddling doesn't cause bodily harm or amount to child abuse at all. Corporal punishment is legal in Florida, although not in the county where it happened, so the principal and the clerk may still face disciplinary action.
Okay, well, I mean, I think that is wild. But that little girl, the doctor's report said she had cuts and bruises. Either way, the mother did not know what was happening. And I think that this is a case of exactly why she feared reporting it in the first place. Nothing would be done. These are immigrant parents. She's undocumented. What is she going to do?
She can still sue. I mean, there's still going to be a lawyer that would take a case against the principal personally.
I saw that a lot of people want the principal and the clerk's licenses taken away so that they don't practice this because it was against the rules at this particular county. And like, well, how are you going to teach kids rules when you can't follow the rules? You know what I'm saying? Mean, like, it's a serious question.
I think the only way that this family's going to win at this point is a civil suit against the actual principal and the clerk.
I hate to blame it on it being Florida, but like, there's no other reason why. But like, I feel like that stuff kind of goes on over there. I don't know. That's why.
No, you're right. It's a big reason. It's because it's Florida.
Thank you very much. And on that note, Anthony A., go ahead.
We'll keep going right along next to a recent rant by a dad who refused to give his 12-year-old son a participation trophy. In case you missed it, his kid came in fifth place in a school spelling bee, and the mom wanted to cheer him up by giving him a custom-made trophy. Because, you know, fifth place out of 28, that deserves a little something, right? That's not too bad.
I say it deserves a pat on the back, but go ahead with your story.
Well, Dana, the dad agrees with you, and the rant went on to say that the kid does not deserve the trophy and will not get the trophy, therefore posing a question. Do we rock with participation trophies, yes or no?
Hell no. Oh,
gosh, Automatic.
Hell no. If you get fifth place, you know what you get? Hey, try harder next time.
Oh. 28 is a lot, though.
I get it.
He did better than 23 other people.
You get a bronze for third, but that's why I cut it off.
Okay. I agree, Automatic. I'm not saying, you know, that you be mean about it, though. Do better next time, but I think a little hug. You did a great job, but in order to be competitive, you've got to make top three, and that's all there is to it.
In all reality, we want winners around here, okay?
There we go. There we go.
I mean, you should get a trophy when you win. Other than that, I'm not going
to
give you anything.
I agree, because in life, like when you go to work and you don't do well, you don't get a, hey, at least you showed up trophy. It doesn't work that way.
Quote one of the greatest NASCAR drivers to ever drive, Ricky Bobby, if you're not first, you're last. Okay.
Exactly. I'm sorry, but it's true. I think he was from Florida.
You ain't first, you're last.
All right, so in case you missed it, Business Insider conducted a test to find out whose drive-thru runs more efficiently, McDonald's versus Chick-fil-A. Each chain uses an app. Okay, Chick-fil-A seemed a little bit easier, according to this study, to work. But the wait times weren't even close. It took Chick-fil-A 20 minutes to get out the food. McDonald's was 5 minutes. However, the average Chick-fil-A location makes over $4.5 million in annual sales, compared to the average McDonald's with about $2.9 million. Either way, Mickey D's wins this one. But when I started thinking about it, when we do go to Chick-fil-A, it's a long time.
Well, there's always 100 people in line, but they do have way better chicken sandwich. I'm sorry. I used to be anti-Chick-fil-A, and then I've had a couple of those chicken sandwiches.
The spicy chicken sandwich.
Oh, man.
And the service is way better. Like,
that's debatable.
Chick-fil-A people are so
at least
nice.
The one by our house, like, those people got an attitude problem.
Yeah, but at least their ice cream machine is always working, okay?
Oh, facts.
That's in case you missed it. Catch it at this time again mañana. We'll be back with more of the show coming up after this. Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner back on 100. I'll tell you how and why we know that they're together again inside the Daily Dirt. The best gossip, that story, and of course others. Anthony, hey, let's get it started with famous people's birthdays.
Sabrina Carpenter celebrating her birthday. Prince Royce, Cam Newton, Blac Chyna, and Coi Leray celebrating her birthday.
All right, first, the couple known as Bennifer way back in the day. Call your mama, boys and girls, because Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, when they used to date and when they were engaged, they were literally the most photographed couple in the world. Still incredibly beautiful people, and back together, looks like, because they, you know, we've been talking about them for a few weeks now. We're just friends. BS. Nice. They just spent an entire weekend in Montana. They flew together on a private jet from LA.
Thinking they could avoid that paparazzi in Montana.
Nope. Small resort, small town, and all the small town folks say, nah, these two are a couple. Holding hands, sharing ice cream, doing all that stuff. Ben's been waiting for a very long time. You know, he's always said she's the one that got away. I will tell you this. He does have an ex-wife named Jennifer Garner. I think she's probably hurt.
Aww. Why do you think she's hurt?
Because she knows she was the rebound. Just like Mark Anthony was the rebound.
But she left him.
It doesn't matter. It didn't work out. And if these two end up together, there's going to be a lot of hurt folks, including Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, as long as he's striking out, I don't care.
All right, now let's talk about Lizzo. I think she was so strong to open up about being lonely. This is a moment she posted on TikTok. Listen to this.
You know that part of sadness where you feel like a burden on everyone and annoying and nobody cares about you? Can we get rid of that part? It's like, yo, I'm already sad. Gotta add insult to injury that I have no one to talk to about it. I don't want to feel this way anymore. I want to feel like I do have someone to talk to. People do care about me. Okay, this is embarrassing.
I am so glad that even though she was embarrassed, she posted that. You are not alone, Lizzo. It was incredible to read all of the positive comments and other people saying, oh my gosh, I thought that was the only person that felt this way.
Post-traumatic stress disorder from the pandemic is a real thing.
It is.
And with everyone kind of still, you know, being apart from each other too, you feel a lot more isolated than usual. Mm. So yeah.
And then, let's be real, when you get older, your friend pool, people go off, they get married, they got kids, they got other lives. They don't really have a lot of time to check on the one single friend of the group.
So even if you are a world-class superstar, there can be lonely days.
Yes, Lizzo, I'm glad she's feeling better. She said, I ate a cinnamon roll, some hot chocolate, talked to my therapist, and now I'm feeling better. Yes, girl! And then finally, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott. Date day, yes, with Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber, and sister Kendall Jenner and her boyfriend, Phoenix Suns, Devin Booker. They just hanging out, having a good old time. Looks like Kylie and Travis are definitely back on. They're not being shy about it. But the only one that wasn't caught by the paparazzi was Kylie. She hid her face the whole time. Nobody caught her.
Oh, dude.
Devin Booker has been practicing basketball with Travis Scott. I'll tell you that. If you've seen the way he played after they hung out.
Come on, Book. Less brunch. More practice.
As the Phoenix Suns DJ, I refuse to endorse this message any which way. We love you, Devin Booker.
Let's go. All right, we'll be back with more of the show coming up after this, less than 5 minutes from now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The FDA is expected to soon authorize Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for teenagers. How many parents are actually excited about this and are going to move forward with vaccinating their kids? I'll tell you right now, a recent poll was just conducted. It's time for Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Welcome to Tuesday. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. Mild Sauce.
All right, so in a study by Parents Together, 58% of parents say they will be getting their teens vaccinated, but that's quite the dip from the 71% who said they're vaccinated themselves.
Oh.
And it's because parents are just naturally apprehensive about their children.
I think a lot of people are waiting for that full FDA approval.
It's coming. I just read
a study that 80% of people who aren't vaccinated right now said they're never getting vaccinated.
And, oh my gosh.
I also kind of wonder within that study, like how much of that was a matter of accessibility at the time? Because it was kind of hard for people to get to it.
Yeah, I think it feels like it's wide open. Yeah.
I feel like more there's just a fear, this fear of the vaccine. There's so much disinformation, false information that's being spread. I don't know what's in the vaccine. Well, you don't know what's in ketchup, and you still dip that fry every single day. Whoa, so now we're going to talk about another food that you don't know what's in it. Lay's potato chips. Summer's around the corner, and that means their limited edition flavors are too. I love Lay's potato chips. They're my favorites. So here are the three flavors that we can look forward to.
You're way too excited for this.
No,
they're your favorite?
The plain Lay's are
Dana
my favorites.
Oh, Dana loves plain Lay's.
Are you saying they're the best?
Yes.
Oh, you're saying they're the best?
Ooh. The best. So nobody can eat just one, okay? Jerk chicken is one of the flavors we can look forward to. Chile mango is another one, and that sounds very savory and tasty. And the one that I really can't wait to taste, summer BLT, which, by the way, they describe as bacon, lettuce, and tomato. You're getting all of the flavors. And it's limited time only. I can't wait. And the best part about this is that Automatic will sit here and make his faces and go,
I can wait on those.
And no, he'll be eating the whole freaking bag.
I can't wait for the ones sea salt and cultural appropriation.
Yum. All right. National Day, Anthony.
We'll start off with in honor of Dana's chips. National Eat What You Want Day.
Hey. Grab that bag, sit in front of the TV and do what you gotta do.
We also have World Eagle Awareness Day, so remember, you're great, but not that great.
That's so rude.
Well, it's true though. Humble yourself a little bit in the great words of Kendrick Lamar. Yum. And we will wrap it up on National Twilight Zone Day.
Ooh. The Twilight Zone, obviously, you know, the new one with Jordan Peele, he attempted to remake it, had a couple of seasons with that, but it really is the old school Twilight Zone that Rod Serling hosted that, for me, is just classic.
There is a fifth dimension. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
I don't think you can
replicate. I used to watch it with my dad late at night. Oh. He used to love it.
It's still on now, Automatic. So who is your Twilight Zone alter ego? Remember, Automatic, that the Twilight Zone is an alternate universe. Who are you going to be?
I'm going to be incredibly humble and, like, really organized.
DJ Automatic, the organized DJ. Anthony A.
All my emails will come with correct spelling and grammar.
Hey! Dana Cortez is 5'9", 110, and walking the runway.
Oh!
Gosh.
Yeah, I mean, you're already pretty, though.
But she's short, dog. Short, dog.
Who's your Twilight Zone alter ego? Hit us up online and tell us. We'll be right back with more less than 5 minutes from now. We're talking about online dating and how my single girlfriends, for some reason, they always call me to tell me about their life, what's going on. And a lot of them are really living right now with the online dating. Like, Dana, it feels so good to be back out there and whatnot. One of my girls got catfished. She's like, I was talking to this guy and I thought everything was going great. We meet up. Turns out he's married. He's going through a divorce. He has 3 kids and he's 10 years older than what he looks like on his dating app. The picture.
That happens a lot though, right? People put it like their best picture from probably like their senior
she's
year
like,
or something.
I swear, like when I met him, she's like, this must have been a college photo because this man is way past that time.
Okay.
In his life.
In defense of that man, sometimes, you know, you don't realize how much you might be aging. Okay.
You realize how much you've been aging,
if
Anthony.
The picture's 10 years old, you probably shouldn't be posting as your profile pic.
Says the people who've never online dated, bro. Okay,
true,
you don't know
true.
How bad it is out there. Now, I've been both. Like I said earlier, I hat-fished a girl, and that's when you take off your hat and they realize how bad your hairline really is. Okay? Then I've also catfished a girl due to my height, where she thought I was going to be taller, and I was like, like, I'm 5'11 in Latino, which means I'm like, you know, like 5'9 in like white man height.
But you know what Anthony does? He'll put 6 foot on the on the timeline because it just looks better.
So what was her reaction when she actually saw you? When you like, she you
what,
stood
why,
up
and how
like,
tall how
did she? How did she let you know that you were a catfish to
she
her?
She was 5'10 without heels, and then the look of disappointment up and down let me know that she was really not having me.
Did she cut it short? Was she like, yo, I got it was nice to meet you. I got to go.
No, or? I talked my way through it, dog, and I made her laugh, but she definitely didn't sign up for a second trip.
So my cousin, Luke, he lives in New York, and he said right now is the best time to ever be dating on a dating
app. Why is that?
He said, he was like, the quality of women is through the roof, and their egos are way down because they don't have 20 guys a day telling them how hot they are because they haven't been out for a year. He was like, there's really, really hot women on the apps
well,
right now.
Well, Luke sounds rather shallow.
Yeah, I know. I know that he
gosh.
Didn't mean that. Yeah, he sounds like a jerk about the ego thing. I don't think he meant it the way he sounded, but I'll say
He might have.
I don't believe that's the case, though. I believe that there's a lot more, not say professional women, but there's more millennial women in the workplace, and they're just dating. They're
well,
not
he
really
said there's a lot
families.
Of first-time people that they've never been on a dating app before and they're like they don't know how to meet people anymore because they haven't been out for a year.
Yeah. No, that is a good thing, and that's what a lot of my girlfriends are saying. They're like, you know what, we're back on dating apps, or two of them had never been on dating apps and they're saying they're having the most fun because they're meeting up as groups. And just kind of getting to know each other. And that's why I wanted to throw the safety rules in. You got to do a little digging on dating apps. Usually the names are right. Go to the person's Facebook. Go to their Instagram. Go to their Twitter. See what they're about. There's
look at the
that.
Pictures they're tagged in.
Yes.
Not the pictures they're posting. Yes. I'm sorry. That's where you get the real picture.
Here's another thing. And this is not only for women. I'm telling my guys, too, if you're going to meet somebody you meet on a dating app, tell someone where you're going. Because we've seen a lot of robberies and stuff going down
on
dating
apps. And not just for, like, I feel like when you say stuff like that, people think you're talking to women a lot,
that's
too.
That's why I opened up with not just women. I'm talking to men. That's why I said that.
I was thinking about what's going on with Grindr and everybody out there in Atlanta where people are actually getting set up because of how GPS-based it is. So just be cautious out there.
We did a story not too long ago where a man met a woman on Tinder. And he ended up in his trunk.
Yeah.
The trunk of his car. He got robbed. Yeah, she set him up. So please, obviously, you got to meet in public. Never meet someone, hey, let's go meet at some secret location behind an alley. No. Don't. And
how often does it happen where people meet up just to do the dirty?
Right. They're like, it happens a lot.
As soon
more
as Anthony said Grindr, I was like, well, I know.
When I got catfished, she came right to my house.
Like a girl
scary,
that you never met before came to
Anthony,
your house?
That's scary.
Yeah, it was scary.
I wouldn't go to your house. I'm too scared.
No. You also wear a lot of pastel.
DJ Automatic has like an Easter egg pastel shirt on right now. It's like purple.
Hate on my shirt. Anyways.
Okay, and the final thing is stay sober. And I know this sounds, you know, again.
Easier
like
said
I'm
than
not,
done.
No, I know. But somebody could take advantage of you.
True.
And man or woman. Like I said, we just talked about the robberies and stuff going on. Just be smart. We want you to have a good time. I mean, Anthony, you come in here like every weekend with some wild and crazy stories.
Yeah,
but you want to be safe.
Be safe, because like I'll tell you, the amount of fear that went through my body when I heard that thick knock from that girl, like it was scary, dog. You don't know who's on the other end, so just be cautious, yo.
Hold on, so let me ask you something. How tall was she?
Oh,
the woman that you feel like you catfished. How tall was she without heels?
5'10". Easy, flat 10, 5'10".
Damn, so she's literally looking you eye to eye.
She looked you eye to eye. And...
No, she had heels on. Anthony had to look up at her.
She looked down on you and you could feel the disappointment.
Exactly, dog.
All right, we're going to list these dating rules, really, for online dating safety tips at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Go to the story. Back with more right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
May 11th here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
DJ Automatic Music Facts. Let's go.
In today's birthdays, we got Ace Hood celebrating. I woke up in a new
Bugatti. Classic hip-hop song right there.
He really is at this point.
He might be the most jacked rapper in the game right now. Ace Hood is a swole dude.
All right, next we're going to 1981 when reggae legend Bob Marley dies of cancer in Miami at the age of 36 years old.
We lost a real one that day. We lost a legend. He was a living legend. And the spirit of Bob Marley has grown into something that the world needs. We need more Bob Marleys.
One love. All right, next we're going to 1993 when Onyx releases Slam. Yeah. So this was the second single from their debut album. It reached number 4, but it is a hip-hop classic.
Used to start a lot of fights in the club.
Man, I remember it more so from the Nike basketball commercials back in the day. And, like, just, it was on every, like, hooping warm-up CD we had.
All right, next we're going to 1999 when Snoop Dogg releases No Limit Top Dogg on Master P's No Limit Records.
Oh, no, Big Snoop Dogg. Back up in the easy, baby.
Snoop Dogg relevant in 1999. Snoop Dogg just as relevant today.
I remember the, buying this CD, sitting in the parking lot and opening it up. And I will say I was a little disappointed. It was a good album, but not like anything like Snoop had done with Doggy Style.
But the relationship with Snoop Dogg and Master P was vital for Snoop Dogg's career. And he'll talk about it too, how Master P called him, pulled him away from Los Angeles, told him to go fly out to Louisiana, record the album there, and show him how to guide himself through the next level of his career, which
and
paid
he
off
needed
for him.
That. He needed that.
Shout out to Snoop. Next, we're going to 2007 when the Shop Boys released their debut single and really their only hit, Party Like a Rockstar.
Only hit, but it made song in a decade. I mean, it's hard to make a song like that one.
So they sampled Ozzy Osbourne, Crazy Train on this. That whole riff in the middle, that's actually a sample of Crazy Train. It only hit number 2, was multi-platinum, and I didn't remember this, but they were actually Grammy nominated for this song.
This is a monumental song. It's on the early days of YouTube.
And last, we're going to go to 2012 when Jennifer Hudson's former brother-in-law, William Balfour, was found guilty of murdering her mother, brother, and nephew as an act of vengeance against the family.
Jennifer Hudson has the voice of an angel. She's a giving person. She's a philanthropist. I remember when this happened, she had just filmed her first movie, Sex and the City. And it was very difficult to see the pain that she and her sister suffered at the hands of this man. But she's strong, and she's still one of the most incredible artists that we have. Her voice is a gift.
She really is. She's amazing.
Jennifer Hudson, we love you. Music Facts with DJ Automatic here on the Dana Cortez Show. We'll be back with more less than 5 from now.
It's World Ego Awareness Day, and a wise woman once said, a man who can't get over his own ego is going to die a lonely and single life. So let's talk about 3 things that fuel the male ego. Let's welcome you to 2 Dudes, 1
Studio,
the recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, and yes, World Ego Awareness Day, you egomaniacs and Kanye supporters. How about that?
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
I feel like you're personally attacking me.
Let's have a toast, as they say, ladies and gentlemen. No, but we all have egos. I feel like anybody gets an ego because
anybody who's in the business we're in has an ego,
right? Well, if you feel like you have a microphone, anybody who wants to have a little podcast, you got a little bit of ego too. How
exactly,
about that?
Yes.
3 things that drive the male ego are recognition, attention, and action.
Okay,
which kind of makes sense to me because that's how I feel after I get a haircut. I'm like, you know what? Today might be the day that I'm gonna cheat on her. Why not, dude? You know, today might be the day I'm gonna step out a little bit because I'm feeling a little sexy. Have you ever felt your ego creep up on you, Automatic?
My ego usually creeps up and smacks the hell out of me because it gets me in trouble.
Oh, dude.
I have a problem with my ego sometimes. Sometimes I feel like I'm a little bigger than I really am.
When's the last time you think your ego got you in trouble, dog? And you can take your time with this one because I kind of just threw this question at you.
Yeah, the last time or the worst time?
No.
So the last time was when the Suns contacted me and they were like, hey, are you interested in being the DJ for the Suns? And
the Phoenix Suns.
Phoenix Suns, yeah.
That's when you're getting the NBA DJing gig.
Yeah, and I was like, oh man, they just call me and just offer me the DJ gig? I'm popping. And they were like, oh yeah, you're going to have to go through an interview process. And I was like, that's a lot to go through just to, like, you know, for them to give me the gig. Come to find out, they had asked 20 other DJs to try out. I thought they were just giving it to me. Like, my ego was like, but I mean, I will say I did end up the DJ.
You did, but at the time, you thought Chris Paul personally requested
you. Yeah, it really did. I was like, oh, that was, I'm a shoo-in. This is easy.
That's funny, John.
Let me tell you how nerve-wracking it was to, like, I've already told people. I was like, I think I'm going to be the Suns DJ this year.
It's funny because behind the scenes, you were so nervous.
Yeah.
And then seeing you, like, that immediate rush, the ego will creep up on you, yo.
It will. Make you look like a fool.
And it almost prevented DJ Automatic from getting that gig. But one thing is preventing homies to do is ask your lady what she likes in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? A lot of time your ego will prevent you from doing that.
See, I'm always asking. I want to know.
There you go. Yeah. That's why you're a successful married man, DJ Automatic, okay? Homies out there, stop doing what you did with your last lady, with your current lady. She don't like it, all right? And it's going to prevent you from apologizing.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Therefore, you're going to stop your growth.
I'm not too big of a man to say when I messed up.
Oh.
And I mess up pretty often. often. I mean, if you listen to this show regularly, I'm saying sorry pretty often to my wife.
And the last thing is going to prevent you from being a cool bro because you're not going to be able to know how to take a joke. All right, you're going to get your little
There's nothing worse than the guy who can't take a joke.
You're going to get all pee-pee hearted.
No, but it's true, though. The guys with humongous egos and you try to joke with them, they can't take it. Especially the guys like the roided out guys.
Check your ego. And the great words of Kendrick Lamar, sit down, be humble. Y'all have a beautiful Monday. And remember, Dana Cortez Show loves you. We got more music coming your way right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Who would have thought the 20% of plastic surgery increases would be butt implants? Me! I want to add to that percentage.
I think what you said makes sense, that people didn't have to leave their house. You could still do a Zoom call when your butt is being worked on. Yeah, so you're it made the most sense. I mean, it also made sense that people didn't mess with their faces because they had to put them on Zoom calls.
Hey, and not just that, you're wearing a mask, though, most of the time. And I think about it, I've had way less Botox this year than I've had in a long time because I get to cover my face with a mask. Nobody can see. All right, so I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. There's 80 plus more for you to listen to. Thank you so much for tuning in. They're all free, so take a listen to all of them.